We're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7 The Game.
Come on!
Yes, it is the pregame show. Welcome in. I am Joe Spadoni on this beautiful, chilly, cold Wednesday morning. Autumn is in the air. Thanksgiving's next week. A week from tomorrow. Can't wait. Love Thanksgiving. And we got a lot to get to today on the pregame show. And if you want to weigh in, as always, it's 888-957-9570. That's 888-957-9570. Xfinity Mobile text line always open. Send me a text. If you're just getting off work, you have the overnight shift. Hell, maybe you're traveling. Just got in. Welcome. Getting ready for work, school, what have you. Glad you're joining me. Got a lot to get to. Got some sound from Brian Baldinger. He was on the morning roast yesterday. We know Baldy, NFL Network analyst, former NFL player, our 95.7 The Game Niners and NFL insider. He had some interesting thoughts on the 49ers, Christian McCaffrey, and some teams you might not want to sleep on heading down the stretch in the NFL. We're going to hear from Baldy, some Peter King, another 95.7 The Game NFL insider. Monday morning quarterback, MMQB, what is it now? Or is it Monday morning in Football America, something like that? Am I getting that right? It's 5:02 in the morning. Don't think Peter will be too mad at me for butchering that. But he had some good sound. And Anthony Slater, who joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday, Warriors insider for us. He had some thoughts on the Klay Thompson starting lineup conversation. Should it be Jordan Poole? Should it be Klay? And James Wiseman heading back down to the G League, going down to the boardwalk. Boardwalk. Great. I played that sounder at least 20 times yesterday. And no, I cannot play it enough because it is... just brings back memories. Come on. How can you not...
Boardwalk!
Just, come on. You know, you grew up in the Bay Area, Central Coast, when you saw commercials all throughout the summer with that. The best. A little chilly right now, though. I don't think I'm going down there. So it's a Wednesday, and pull you behind the curtain here. You start looking at topics a little more broader. You don't have a game to react to. Warriors didn't play last night. You're a couple days removed from the last NFL game. Eagles losing to the Commanders on Monday Night Football. So we start looking at some topics. And we'll have contenders and pretenders. As you know, it's every Wednesday, 5:30. Look at the top four teams in each conference. We're going to decide whether they're legit Super Bowl contenders or not. Hence, contenders or pretenders. So that's coming up at 5:30. And I was just looking around at the landscape of the NFL. And man, there's some disappointing teams. Teams that we thought could legit win the Super Bowl this year. Hell, the defending Super Bowl champions, they're done. And the Los Angeles Rams. So I pose this question to you at 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Xfinity Mobile text line. Text it in. If you're on the road, don't do that. Just listen. It's fine. But who's the most disappointing team in the NFL thus far? There's a lot to choose from. And I was going through the list. And hell, it might be a team that's still in contention. But maybe you thought a lot more of them. I'm looking at the Rams at 3-6. I'm looking at the Arizona Cardinals, who were a playoff team and dominant at times last year. They beat the Niners twice. Colt McCoy and Eno Benjamin were lighting up the Niners last year. That's how good things were going down in Arizona. They got a do-or-die game in Mexico City on Monday night against the Niners. You got Kyler Murray, right? Playing Call of Duty too much? He's watching Hard Knocks? He's not paying attention in the quarterback meetings? Cliff Kingsbury, his days might be numbered. So that's a disappointing team. The Green Bay Packers, they started off hot. They started off real hot. 3-1. It's like, oh, maybe it's just Aaron Rodgers is the culture there. And then you go on a 5-6 game losing streak. Things aren't looking good. But they got life. I'll say that for them. They have life now with that win against the Dallas Cowboys. They absolutely have life. The New Orleans Saints, to round out the NFC disappointment fodder, 3-7. You thought that defense was good enough if their offense should just score just enough. You have the weapons coming into the season. Oh, Michael Thomas, hopefully he's back. You got Kamara. Got the rookie Olave out of Ohio State. Jameis. Yeah. Bleak. Very bleak. And it gets worse if you're the Saints fan. They don't have a first-round pick. The Eagles have it. Yes, that Eagles team with the best record in the NFC. Howie Roseman wheeling and dealing in Philly. One of the best in the business. And if you flip over to the AFC, and we're talking most disappointing team so far in the NFL, and you can weigh in at 888-957-9570. You just look at the two teams in the AFC West immediately. A division that we all thought heading in has a chance to be the greatest of all time. That's what we're talking about. Greatest division of all time. And you got two stinkers who are actually going up against each other in Denver this weekend. In the Raiders and the Broncos. Broncos with the worst offense. I don't even think it's close in the NFL. Against a Raiders team that probably has the worst defense in the NFL. Should be that should be on Thursday Night Football. I mean, if we're just turning this into a bit now, Thursday Night Football, just a bunch of stinkers, that should be the game. Although it is a good one tomorrow. Titans-Packers? I'll be locked into that. Amazon. But half that division, and even the Chargers to a certain extent, and that's just injuries, and that happens. But it seems to happen to the Chargers more than any other team, bitten by the injury bug. 5-4, so they're still in it. Although they have a date against their rivals, KC, could easily drop them to 5-5. And right now, they're on the outside looking in. You have the entire AFC East currently in the playoffs. Think about that. The entire AFC East is in the playoffs. Talk about things I did not expect. Dolphins at 7-3. They're the 2 seed right now in the AFC. Jets, Bills, Patriots in that order. And another team in the Buffalo Bills. Are you disappointed a little bit? 6-3, they're still in it. After that loss to the Vikings, did your perception change at all? Mine did a little bit. At least when it pertains to Josh Allen and my confidence in him in close games, when I compare him, and don't get it twisted, that's who we're comparing him to. The best player and quarterback in the league is still Patrick Mahomes. And when I compare them, and you have to because that's the guy you have to beat in order to make it to the Super Bowl. Lock it in, folks. Chiefs are going to be in the AFC Championship game this year. Just lock it in. That's the team you got to beat, and that's the guy you got to beat. Can't have those mistakes. Can't have those mistakes like you had against the Minnesota Vikings. So that's been a little disappointing so far, if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, I'm sure. But you're still in it in the division. You can win that. 888-957-9570. It's 888-957-9570. Xfinity Mobile text line, the 510. NFL is wide open. It is. Absolutely is. And this is the year for the 49ers. And I think Kyle Shanahan knows it. That's why you go out and get a Christian McCaffrey. That's why you're rumored to be interested in Odell Beckham Jr. Go all in. The window's now. I don't know what they're going to be like next year. I know they're really good right now. Maybe really good's a stretch. I know they're 5-4. They're a game over 500. They're good. With the potential to be great. But you can only get so far with potential. We got to see it. And Monday Night Football, Mexico City, it's a big stage. All eyes on you, back-to-back weeks when you're on primetime. A little lackluster. Got the dub, though, against the Chargers. It's all that matters. Just win, baby. RIP Al Davis. You have a chance to put the nail in the coffin. And really put the gasoline on the fire that is already a dumpster fire in Arizona. Beat them. They're done. They're out of the playoff picture. 4-7. And then who knows? Start building. You just start stacking W's down the stretch, and all of a sudden you're a freight train that no one wants to play. Xfinity Mobile text line. 888-957-9570. 707. Xfinity Mobile text line. Thursday games are so bad, Amazon may not be able to call it Amazon Prime anymore. Because those games are far from prime. Not bad. Not bad. Just Amazon. On a week-to-week basis, depending on how good that game was, you can go flip from Prime to regular Amazon. By the way, I can never go back to regular Amazon after having Prime. Getting all my protein and like workout stuff within a day. Can't go back to that. Cat food, day. Dog food, day. Right? In the 650, the Chargers have been the most disappointing team this season. Yes! The injury factor is tough to get behind. But even then, Herbert, and I know he's been playing injured a little, like, from since that KC game on Thursday Night Football, the rib cartilage, and he hasn't had his Keenan Allen, Mike Williams pretty much together all season. Still got Eckler. You got Mack on the other side. Bose has been out with the groin injury on IR. Hey, I'll say this. This is a big game for them and the perception of how I view them going forward. If they can beat the Chiefs, because they're at home, they're in SoFi this week, that'd be a huge win for them. Huge. Also, it would put them in the mix still. They'd only be a game back of the Chiefs for the division lead. So the AFC West is still out there for them. But you can say they're disappointing right now. From the 510 Xfinity Mobile text line. It's a good point. Raiders are a case study in what happens when you hire the wrong coach. Broncos, when you overpay the wrong quarterback. I would put the coach and the quarterback together with the Broncos. Because I have seen more recently the Raiders make it to the playoffs with a quarterback that looked better last year, now looks bad with a new coach this year. Russ didn't look good recently. In these recent years, he just hasn't looked good. And maybe it was just staring us all in the face all along, and we just didn't want to admit it, because he's probably a Hall of Fame quarterback. And especially here in the Bay Area, we've just never learned to count out Russ. Hell, the Broncos are trash this year, and they still somehow beat the Niners. Like, that's just dominance if you're Russell Wilson over that team. So I get it. Their scars are still there. But he's just not good. Nate Hackett, first-year staff, first-year head coach, in over his head. He's going to be one and done. McDaniels, I do not think, will be one and done after I saw Mark Davis's recent comments. Laughable, by the way. Not calling it a rebuild, but also saying Rome wasn't built in a day. You're in the playoffs last year, Mark. Grow a pair, fire this guy, swallow the money. You're in Vegas. Vegas is about winning. Oh, and trust me, it's about losing too. And you're a loser. And no one likes to see those losers. Put on a show. you're paying the top dollar, you deserve a top dollar product. And that's not what they are. It's embarrassing. Thinks he's been doing a, quote, fantastic job, Josh McDaniels. What a clown show. Clown show. Thank God I had another kid. I didn't want to waste my money on a game this year. I was thinking about going to that Niners-Raiders game, New Year's Day, and I know a lot of people still are. It's just not going to be the same. I guarantee you it's going to be like 70% Niner fans filling up that place, too. Raider fans have had it. They're done. Maybe that wouldn't happen at the Collie because it always seemed like Battle of the Bay, former Battle of the Bay. There was a lot going on. Even if the Raiders are trash, Niners are trash. And trust me, they were trash at the same time for a few years. Man, it's too bad. That was a game you circled on at the beginning of the year that you were looking forward to. Potentially being a playoff atmosphere. At least for the Niners it should be, but not for the Raiders. We're talking most disappointing teams so far in the NFL season at 888-957-9570. You can weigh in on the Xfinity Mobile text line. 888-957-9570. Does Derek Scooter, see what you did there, not Carr, get benched this weekend? I don't think so. The alternative is much worse, and Jarrett Stidham. Also, what good does that do anyone? I don't think they're not losing it solely because of him. Part of the problem at times, but it's hard to watch those games when you have 17-0 leads constantly and not be mad at the defense, and specifically the head coach, who does not know how to do an in-game adjustment. Yeah. Yeah. 707, I agree. Xfinity Mobile text line. Similar to Kyle in his first year, losing some close games. Just need to get more pieces on D. I'm tired of talking about that team. They stink. Dead to me. At least for this season. Then I'll talk myself into it next year. A lot going on in the NBA last night. I like that transition. The Sacramento Kings, ladies and gentlemen, dropping a 150 burger on the Brooklyn Nets. My God. The Nets are bad, but the Kings, that's the story. The Kings. Could they end the drought? Can they finally do it? They currently have the longest in the top three professional sports, if I'm not mistaken, even top four. Now that the Mariners finally made it, they're the only thing keeping the Kings at least kind of be like, at least we're not the Mariners. So, Sacramento. Light that beam up. I love that, by the way, the beam. I think it's sweet. All the memes from it, too. Hilarious. Like that beam, Sack. Golden one. Let's go. Get some good games. Mavericks edging out the Clippers. Your first place in the conference, your number one seed, Trailblazers. They take out the Spurs. And you had the Knicks taking out the Jazz. Kings are fun. Ladies and gentlemen, the Kings are fun. Speaking of fun, the Golden State Warriors looked fun, right? Looked fun on Monday in their win. Winning's always fun. Like, we were kidding, like the quality of win for the 49ers against the Chargers. Winning's fun. Doesn't matter how it happens. It means you get to relax that week in the NFL, and it means you get to be happy for at least a day or two in the NBA. Now, the conversations that had to come out of Monday might not have been fun for some Warriors fans. Specifically, their guy, Klay Thompson. We all love Klay. And it's a hard conversation to have with a beloved player about potentially taking a role, let's face it, down. taking a downstep. Demotion. That's the word I'm looking for. Downstep. What the hell are you talking about? That's what it would be. Jordan Poole would be getting promoted to the starters, and Klay Thompson demoted to the bench. That's just what it comes down to. That's the perception. And Anthony Slater, our Warriors insider here at 95.7 The Game, joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday. He thinks no chance that happens.
Klay Thompson will stay in it, which, I mean, you know, you can view that politically or whatever. But, you know, the reality, that starting lineup is, like, remains one of the best five-man units in basketball. I mean, every metric says they still are, like, dominant. You know, they do need to figure out how to, you know, I guess, unlock Poole to a greater degree off the bench. But, I mean, he ended the last 3 rounds of the playoffs coming off the bench last year and was fine. So they just need to find combinations that fit him better. And I do think that they are attempting to do that now with Jermichael Green as the backup five. Lamb's going to play more. He can shoot it. Just space the floor a little bit better for him. And then start him when Clay sits, which is going to be one night of every back-to-back.
See, that's it. That little key there at the end of the back-to-back, and Clay's alluded that he wants to start playing a lot more this year, and potentially that could be creeping into the back of his mind. Like, if he sees a guy like Jordan Poole getting those starts when Clay's resting at the back end of back-to-back, and he's putting up numbers, if I'm Clay, and it's human nature, you start looking behind your back, right? And yes, this is a championship team, but there's egos involved with all these guys, especially Klay Thompson, a guy who doesn't want to sit on the bench and sit out games because he sat out for 2 years. I get it. He was rehabbing. He was in a dark, dark place. That's why I was so happy he was able to contribute for a championship. I was happiest for Klay Thompson last year because of all that he went through. But now, this season, which is not going the way you planned, and yes, it is early, but I could see a guy like Klay who's pressing mightily, looking over his shoulder, be like, Coach, come on. I don't care if it's the back end of a back-to-back. Put me in. No, you're coming off 2 major injuries still. You're resting. You're getting older. Let's put in the young guy that we just paid all this money to. Young guy puts up numbers. No, maybe we got something to look at here. That absolutely happens. And it is going to happen this year. If Poole continues to put up those kind of numbers that he did on Monday against the San Antonio Spurs. Dropping 30 bombs. And Slater, Anthony Slater, that is, he talked about Klay pressing.
This is what happens when he's pressing. They went through this when he came back last season. Remember the first 15 or so games? He was shooting like basically a shot per minute. It's all about getting, you know, shots within the flow of the offense. Sometimes that is the 18-footer. If it's the three, that's fine. But make sure, you know, generally catch and shoot within the flow of the offense. Don't, like you said, go hunting. You know, there's been a few where they kick it ahead to him in transition, and they're kicking it ahead to just kind of, you know, get flow going. And then he just pulls, like 20 on the shot clock. He's shooting a 30-footer. It's like, okay, you probably, you know, considering the percentage you're shooting right now, probably shouldn't take that. But, you know, he's trying to summon Game 6 Clay at all times, it seems, and it's kind of hard to break that out of him.
Very hard. Shoot or shoot. That's the saying, right? And no better shooter other than Stephen Curry than Klay Thompson. So he's going to shoot his way out of this. It's the only thing he can do. It's the only thing he knows. And yes, on the defensive side, he could raise his game. And you've seen that, where you're so hungry on the defensive side, if your ball's not coming through. On the offensive side, your ball's not going down. But ramp it up on defense, create turnovers, maybe get a layup here and there, build that confidence more and more. We'll see. Still early. Still happening around the new year. Conversation needs to be had, Klay. 415 Xfinity Mobile text line. Klay's becoming like Durant. Listens too much to the outside noise. Is that Obijon? Obijon? Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Obi. Just going to go Obi. Yeah, it's hard. In Klay's defense, and even in Durant's defense, These guys grew up in social media. I'm 29. I grew up in the same thing. It is hard to put down this bleeping phone, and they hear it all. Steph talked about it specifically. I remember last year when he was sitting down with Steiny and Guru during the season, and they were at Chase Center. They hear it all, even Steph. Right? They're on social. They listen to freaking local radio. They care what a bozo like me has to say. Right? Like, these guys listen. They care. They are looking constantly. That Twitter button, that app, I don't think Clay's on Twitter. He might have a burner. I don't know. But Instagram, all of them, they see the noise. They see it. And don't think for a minute it doesn't weigh on them. Getting snubbed from the top 75 anniversary team, that had to have hurt. Seeing your teammates on there, that hurts. And if you're Clay Thompson, you just got to keep pushing through. Got to keep pushing through. Going to take a quick break here. Come back with contenders and pretenders. A look at the top four teams in each conference of the NFL. And we're going to decide, ladies and gentlemen, if you've never done this before, it's every Wednesday at 5:30. We're going to decide whether they are Super Bowl contenders or pretenders. And that's next on the pregame show. I am Joe Spadoni, and this is 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
The pregame show. I am Joe Spadoni. That was Santana, Carlos Santana. I killed that song, Guitar Hero, by the way. On expert level, of course. You think I'm some sort of scrub? Come on. We got contenders and pretenders coming up here in a second. Look around the top of the NFL. The Warriors are back in action tonight in Phoenix. They take on the Suns. CP3, is he playing? Still don't know if he's playing. But I know we'll have all the coverage here at 95.7 The Game starting at 6 o'clock with John Dickinson getting you ready for the game before tossing it over to the great Tim Roy at Warriors Vox. Fun little game. It's a nice little measuring stick. We're talking about measuring sticks around the league and games. That's a good one. A lot of fun games on the schedule tonight. Bucks, Cavs. That'll be a good one. I would have said Nuggets-Knicks, actually, but Jokic is out. Health and safety protocols, that's too bad. Pelicans-Bulls. Look at that schedule. NBA is regional, but I checked out some games last night. Sacramento, Memphis. Got to check out the Warriors competition on your days off. Well, there is no days off in sports. You just got to keep watching it. The missus does not like that a lot. Especially when she... We were watching Love is Blind last night. Shout out Netflix. Elite. Just elite programming, by the way, if you like terrible, trashy drama, reality TV, which I grew up in. Shout out Real World. Shout out Jersey Shore. But Love is Blind Season 3. Get after it. Let me know your takes. Xfinity Mobile text line, 888-957-9570. Team Cole, by the way. But we were watching that. And she was talking about the show or something like that. And I never know. Maybe this is a guy thing, or maybe it's just my relationship. If she's talking directly to me or just speaking out loud, like, because I do that a lot. Like, I just speak aloud, and I'm not, like, directing anything towards anyone. It's the radio in me. I just like hearing my own voice, I guess. But she said something, and I was like, oh, sorry, I was doing something. I was texting in the chat, work-related. She's like, oh. Work or was it just sports? I was like, honey, it's the same thing. So it's like, yeah, it's work. It's work. Not a bad living. Not a bad living. Speaking of that, not a bad living. I'm sure being an NFL player is not a bad living. And we had a lot going on this past weekend. Oh, there's the music. A little NFL primetime bed. We're doing a little contenders and pretenders here on 95.7 The Game. If you don't know how it works, if you're just joining us, I look around at the top four teams, the division leaders in each conference, and we decide whether they are Super Bowl contenders or pretenders. And yeah, Joe, what are you talking about? They're all leading their division. They're all contenders. Nah, it's not the case. It's not always the case. When we start in the AFC, in the number one seed currently, and the leader of the AFC West, the Kansas City Chiefs. Yes. Do I have to say it? I hate it because I hate them. We don't like them here in the Bay Area. We just don't. Especially after the last Super Bowl. They took Joe Montana, for Christ's sake. We don't like the Chiefs. Right? But yes, they're the best team in the league. And until Patrick Mahomes loses in the playoffs, I'm going to forever think he is going to win the Super Bowl. Because he's that good. Him and Andy Reid together, they're that good. Yes, they are Super Bowl contenders. Next up, the leader of the AFC East right now is the Miami Dolphins. The fighting Mike McDaniel. No S, just Mike McDaniel. But they're killing it. The offense is balling. They're fast. They're quick. Jeff Wilson Jr., Raheem Mostert, Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill. This might be the fastest team in NFL history, right? I'm trying to think down like... I'm trying to think of just fast teams. Like, Greatest Show on Turf was fast. They had a really... That was a good one. I'm thinking of that Saints run, the early Saints with Drew Brees when they just were getting on that run. They won that Super Bowl. That was a fast squad. Thomas. Right? Lance Moore. They had all those guys, a little quick speedsters. But this Miami team, I'm saying they are not Super Bowl contenders. They're pretenders right now. I'm going to tell you why. It's that defense. Don't trust them. Sorry. Got to have somewhat of a good defense if you want to win a Super Bowl. And as much as I love what Tua's doing, Tua Redemption Tour, don't have the defense for it. Sorry, Mike. Get a better defense. We'll talk soon. Coming up next, the Tennessee Titans, who at 6-3, they are leading the AFC South. Not a great division. Titans, Mike Vrabel, they're doing what they do. Tough team. Run the ball hard. Derrick Henry. Listen, can I close my eyes? This is the test again. Am I going to close my eyes and see Ryan Tannehill holding a Lombardi trophy? Doing it right now, and the answer is no. Got to make throws in the playoffs. Don't believe he can do it. Tennessee Titans are pretenders. And to round it out in the AFC, the leaders of the AFC North, the Baltimore Ravens, they're contenders. I'm going to say they're contenders. They could easily be 9-0. But it's the NFL. You lose close games. But Lamar Jackson's playing great. That defense. And them adding Roquan Smith might be the move of the year. He is just such a perfect Baltimore Raven. I always equate the Baltimore defense to like the Bears. They're always just good. If they're not dealing with injuries, that is. And it's kind of weird right now because the Bears defense kind of sucks and their offense is good. What kind of weird Twilight Zone are we in right now? But the Ravens are absolute contenders. Excuse me. John Harbaugh, he knows what to do when it comes to playoffs. So that goes for the AFC. We got the Chiefs, Dolphins, Titans, Ravens. And the only contenders out of that list is the Chiefs and the Ravens. So we're going over to the NFC now. And the Philadelphia Eagles, they still lead at 8-1. They're tied, but they have the tiebreaker because they beat the number two team in the Minnesota Vikings. The Philadelphia Eagles, I still say they are contenders, but they got a dose of reality this last week on Monday Night Football against a division rival in the Washington Commanders. Don't sleep on my guy Heineke, all right? By the way, swag on swag on swag. Do you see all those chains? But Can't be sloppy with the ball. And you can't take your opponents lightly. And I think that's what the Eagles did this past week. And it was a good learning experience for them. And they got the ripe fighting Jeff Saturdays coming in to play them. That'll be a fun little get-back game, I think, for the Eagles. But, hey, you never know. It's the NFL. They drop that one. Then we'll take a look again next week if they lose to the Colts team. But right now, they're still contenders. All right, the number two team in the conference, the NFC North leading Minnesota Vikings at 8-1. Boy, I was struggling with this one because you know me all year. I've been saying they are not contenders. They are absolute pretenders. Kirk Cousins is their quarterback. They keep finding a way to win these one-score games. You know what? They beat the Bills, albeit an injured Josh Allen coming off a UCL injury. Should they have won the game? Should they not have? It's for you to decide, but they did win it. And at 8-1, no! They're still pretenders. I'm not talking myself into it. They got Kirk freaking Cousins as a quarterback. Didn't think I was going to put them in out because of that game. Please. No. Kirk Cousins is not winning a Super Bowl unless it's on a Kyle Shanahan-led team. It's not happening. Sorry, Kirk. I don't care if you're 8-1. Minnesota Vikings are pretenders. Yeah, I said it. I'm not scared of them. You guys thought I was going contender, right? You guys thought I was going... No. No chance. Next. The team that just lost in Germany. 6-4. The Seattle Seahawks. The NFC West leading Seahawks. 6-4, huh? Yeah. Talk about bad divisions. Just the both Western teams. NFC and AFC. My God. But the Seattle Seahawks, they got a little dose of reality. And yeah, they had a nice little fight back there to give Tampa Bay a scare. But they're pretenders. They might make the playoffs, which would be a good season for them. But I can't picture Geno Smith winning a Super Bowl this season. They got talent. Good draft class. They'll be good for years to come, I think. But no, they are not contenders. And to round it all off, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 5-5, 500, leading the NFC South, which is the worst division in the NFL. They're absolute contenders because Tom Brady. 2-0 post-divorce, we all know. Nothing like a little spite to get you back going. But Mike Evans, Julio Jones had a touchdown. That defense is flying. They hit hard. And I will take my chances, and I will say it again and again. Give me Tom Brady in a defense. I like my chances. I like the odds. And that'll do it for the NFC and the contenders and pretenders portion. I only like the Buccaneers right now of the division leaders. Check that. The Philadelphia Eagles, too. Just nervous about them. Didn't forget about you, Philly. But I feel it's weird that a 5-5 team I could still feel the most confident in because of their quarterback and defense. And that's just because I've been watching this guy for 20-plus years. And the Eagles are young. And I think that was a good learning experience for him. And I still like them to go deep into the playoffs. Vikings and Seahawks, I'm sorry. I do not believe in you. I don't. But you can shut me up, Kirk Cousins. Go ahead. Shut me up. We got one more segment coming up here for you before tossing over to the morning roast. Bonte and Shasky, they're fired up this morning, getting into everything 49ers, Warriors related. Joe Shasky, he may stop in for a few, a little crosstalk. This is the pregame show. I am Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Boom! Welcome back to the pregame show. I am Joe Spadoni. Got one more segment here for you before tossing it over to Bonte and Chasky. We got Eddie Johnson coming up today. You know Eddie Johnson, former NBA player. Current analyst for Bally Sports Arizona. Warriors taking on the Suns tonight in Phoenix. Coverage here starts 6 o'clock. John Dickinson. The Warriors pregame. Warriors live. Before tossing over to Tim Roy, voice of the Warriors. Tim Roy and JB, right? Love JB. Can't get enough of that guy. Jim Barnett. And we've been taking your calls and texts here at 888-957-9570. The Xfinity mobile text line, 888-957-9570. We just had Contenders and Pretenders. Our weekly look at the division leaders in the NFL. And 510 on the Xfinity mobile text line is wondering, hey, what about the wild card teams? The Bills, the Niners, Bengals, Cowboys? I only talk about you if you're a division leader in that segment, all right? Get to that division lead and we'll do some talking. Till then, not buying it. Not buying it. Maybe that's unfair, but hey. It is what it is. It's my show, and I do what I want. How about that? Shout out Cartman. Whatever, I do what I want. But 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. We've been talking about most disappointing team in the NFL this season thus far. Got a lot on the text line. We have had Chargers. Colts is a good one. Oh, but they got Jeff Saturday now. They're fine. They're good. Right? Chargers. A lot of Chargers. Cardinals. I feel like the Cardinals, Cardinals and Rams specifically. The Rams, because Super Bowl hangover, that's just, dude, I didn't think they'd be this bad. And now they got Cooper Kupp on IR. That's going to be tough. I mean, they were done anyways, but that just adds literal injury to insult, I guess, if you want to say. But the Cardinals, with all that contract clause nonsense with Kyler Murray and watching film and dedicating hours of the day to studying and stuff like that, you just knew it was going to be an S show. That's exactly what it's been. If you're just watching Hard Knocks at all, you've seen it. Cliff Kingsbury, he might be done after this year. Put the nail in the coffin for them, 49ers in Mexico City. If only it was on Dia de Muertos. A little Day of the Dead. Shout out Coco. That would have been perfect. Peter King, by the way. You know Peter. Our 95.7 The Game NFL insider. Joins Damon and Ratto every week. It was Whitey and Ratto yesterday. He was talking about the 49ers, and this goes into that Arizona game. He was talking about their favorite, check that, favorable schedule down the stretch.
This is a good time of year, you know, around November turning to December, to have 4 out of 5 at home. And New Orleans, Miami, Tampa home at Seattle, and then Washington home. That's an advantageous schedule because essentially after going to Arizona this week, San Francisco basically stays close to home just about for the rest of the season.
I disagree with the notion, Peter, all due respect, that this is an advantageous schedule. The next two games, sure. But, again, the Cardinals are a division rival. It's in Mexico City. High altitude. Not easy. Saints, they suck. That should be easy. And then you go on December 4th. Dolphins? Are we sure that's an easy game? You got Mike McDaniel coming back? That offense? He knows the team? Then you got the Bucks the week after that? Sure, they haven't looked great, but it's Tom Brady in that defense. Julio Jones, Mike Evans. He knows what to do. That's not going to be an easy game. Another divisional game, December 15th. Niners-Seahawks in Seattle, tough environment, probably bad weather. That's not going to be easy. And then Christmas Eve against the Commanders at home. You just saw what the Commanders did. They just beat the best team in the league. Undefeated. Last undefeated team. So I disagree with the notion that this is a favorable schedule down the stretch. Maybe we all thought it was. Right? We all thought it was at the beginning of the year. Like, oh, Commanders, they stink. Right? Dolphins, they're not very good. No, it's not the case. Out of all those teams I mentioned, only the team that I could say actually truly sucks is the New Orleans Saints. They are not good. They are not a good team. And how do I know that? They just lost to Pittsburgh and Kenny Pickett, who is getting likened to Ryan Leaf with some of his statistics. That bad. I think he has like two touchdowns in his first like 200 pass attempts, something ridiculous like that. Not great. That was good enough to beat the Saints. You should be able to sleepwalk through that game. Dennis Allen coach teams, you know that what happens there. Peter King also talked about patience and his use of Christian McCaffrey. Niners fans get a little nervous. Like, hey, Eli Mitchell? Why is this guy getting all the carries? Relax. That's what Peter King says.
I think everybody is probably complaining about where they are on offense right now. I totally get that. But I also think when you understand where this team is and what they're trying to do, they're trying to get Christian McCaffrey up and running in a new offense and making sure that he's a big factor every game. So that's why I think this is going to take at Arizona, New Orleans, Miami. This is going to take a few games to understand exactly what they can do with Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, and it's not the end of the world. Like, if you have Eli Mitchell, why are you sweating it? He's balling. Just as Joe Chasky walks in here, host of The Morning Roast with Bonte and Chasky, half of that duo. I was talking about it yesterday with Kyle Madsen, producer extraordinaire, and I was like, listen. You think the Raiders were worrying about Marcus Allen and Bo Jackson? If Bo was killing it one day, and then Marcus was just all fresh the next?
No, Marcus was in the doghouse, remember?
Yeah, well, not to get into that, but yes, he was in the doghouse. But also, it was smart of Al, like, listen, like we have this really good player who's the hot hand, right? Is that what Jim Harbaugh likes
yes.
to say? If you go with the hot hand, and if Eli Mitchell's the hot hand, and you're getting McCaffrey up to snuff, who cares, right?
And especially when McCaffrey's not like Derrick Henry. Like, when Derrick Henry's not touching the ball, he really isn't effective as a decoy, especially in, like, the swing pass game. Though I believe he can do more.
He can, yeah, because once he gets the ball in his hands anywhere, he's frightening. But they never do it.
No, they play Hilliard, and they put him on the side. But McCaffrey is as lethal as a guy in the slot because you have to account for him, right? So even if he's not touching the ball, if he's out on the field, you're not losing anything. I mean, I look at him at Marshall Faulk, you know, Reggie Bush, however you want to put it, every time that dude steps up, someone's got to mark him. They call it a satellite player in Madden.
Yeah. Shout out. I haven't played Madden in years. It was never really my game. Football games never really, like, ESPN 2K5 is the greatest game of all time.
With T.O.?
With T.O. on the cover.
Yeah.
Shout out $20 at GameStop.
Yep.
Shout out, actually, it was EB Games back in the day.
Oh, Electronic yeah, EB Boutique. Games.
Dude,
wow. We're going way back.
We're going way back.
Wow.
But I was talking today, Chasky. My main talking point was, it's a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We don't have a game to react to. It's kind of more of a broader topics. I was talking about just most disappointing teams in the NFL for you this season. Who's yours?
Well, I mean, the Raiders are right at the top.
Right,
I'm not
top.
Trying to pick on your team.
No, but they're absolutely just disappointing.
I mean,
right? With all that talent.
You acquire Devontae. Now, they sent a first-round pick over for Devontae?
That already happened last year, so they got their first round this year.
Okay, I was going to say, because yeah.
They have all their picks this year.
Yeah, yes. Like, I'm looking over at, the Houston Texans. I actually thought they'd be a little better. I know that sounds, everyone's like, oh, my God. I thought that they showed a lot of fight early on, and I'm surprised by them. The other team that I'm very, very, very surprised by, I don't care what anyone says, it's the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're done.
This is Super Bowl champs, and I hold their roster in high regard, even though it's very top heavy. I'm surprised they're this bad.
Yeah. No, it's a good point, and it's a good point. And I'm tossing the Chargers there, but their Chargers could easily still make the playoffs. They play the Chiefs this week.
And I just never buy into the Charger hype. Every year, little darlings.
So they're cursed. And also, I think the number one, 1A and 1B, you can both AFC West teams, the Broncos just. By the way, they play the Raiders this week. Get after it. The number one, what?
Defense.
Defense versus the worst defense and the worst offense against one of the best offenses, which is hilarious.
I saw
and
stat.
They both suck.
Yeah, they do. I saw a stat that if the Denver Broncos offense scored at least 18 points, they'd be 8-0 right now.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, well, that can't be true.
Nate Hackett, offensive guy, by the way, and future Hall of Famer, supposedly. I got to pump the brakes on that talk if he's going to be this bad the rest of his career, by the way.
Who, Russ? Russ. Dude, I was all over this Russ thing 2 years ago. I told Monty, he's getting hit a lot. He's getting hit a lot. He don't look the same. And again, when you hold the ball and run around like that, you better not take shots.
Yep.
And he's taking shots.
Shout out Kyler Murray, Monday Night Football, Mexico City. He's going to be taking some shots.
I watched Big Ben Roethlisberger hold onto the ball and pump fake his entire career. And by the end, and he was 6'5". And by the end of his career, he was a shell of himself.
Destroyed. Real quick, what do you guys got coming up today? What do you want to get into?
Honestly? We're going to go all over the world, man. We got King of the Hill today. I'm really excited for that.
Shout out Hank Hill.
We're obviously going to get into some of the Warrior stuff and continue some of this 49er talk. And then I'm just going to keep an eye on what's going on with baseball free agency. It feels like it's slow turning.
Verlander?
I hate him.
Linked to the Dodgers? Boy.
He's got too many nice things.
Kate Upton, one of them.
God has blessed him with too much.
I know. It's kind of a little suspicious how good he was this year being that old. Anyways.
Someone needs to look into that.
They probably should. Bonte Hill, Joe Shasky, they're coming up next on the Morning Roast. Eddie Johnson joining the guys. Suns Warriors tonight at 7 o'clock. Pregame here at 6 o'clock. That's all coming up next. Morning Roast, 95.7 The Game.